with Empire KBCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. Through COVID-19 contact tracing, Riverside County is now reaching close to 100% of infected people, and San Bernardino County is reaching nearly 70%. KVCR's Megan Jamerson reports tracing plus testing is key to getting the counties moved to the next tier on the state's reopening scheme.
Lana Culp, spokesperson for San Bernardino County Public Health, says tracing has shown that a lot of transmission is happening through gatherings between family and friends, which she says is hard to avoid in a time when seeing those people brings comfort.
It's a bummer that we're telling people like not to do that, but it seems like that is usually the case as to how people are getting sick is from gathering.
Contact tracing is a two-part process where first a licensed case investigator contacts the infected person. Then a tracer follows up to contact the people that person may have exposed to the virus. Over the summer, Riverside County hired a team of over 500 contact tracers and case investigators. San Bernardino County hired a team of nearly 300, plus they get help from other departments. Their case investigators are reaching those infected within a day of results. At first, high case counts made it difficult for the teams to reach all positive cases. But now, with case data trending downward in both counties, it is making it easier to reach most of those who are infected. San Bernardino's Culp also attributes the success to people's hard work at following social distancing and masking guidelines. Michael Osier, Assistant Director for Riverside County Public Health, says through every one infected person, they are able to contact three more potentially infected people. He says this improvement plus continued testing is crucial to opening the county back up.
That's the only way we can determine how widespread the disease is. And the more people we test, the better chance we have of moving from purple to orange on the state's scheme.
Testing capacity and the turnaround time for results have been cut down to 3 days or less in both counties. Officials are encouraging residents to get their free test at county testing sites. They say testing is especially important for people who attended Labor Day gatherings. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.
14 firefighters in California had to use emergency fire shelters to survive a destructive blaze, raising questions about how well the shelters work. The U.S. Forest Service spent years trying to come up with a better device for wildland firefighters who find themselves about to be overrun by flames with no escape. But the prototypes were rejected last year after officials decided the current shelter provided the most practical amount of protection, given trade-offs like weight. The firefighters in California who used the shelters that look like oversized silver sleeping bags suffered burns and smoke inhalation Tuesday. Three were hospitalized, and all were expected to recover. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a law giving tax breaks to businesses that hire more workers over the next 3 months. Newsom signed a law on Wednesday that offers small businesses a credit of $1,000 on their state tax bills for each new employee hired by December 1st. It only applies to businesses that have lost at least half of their revenue from April to June this year, compared to the same time period last year. Businesses only get the credit if they hire employees, not contractors. And small businesses that are owned by large companies are not eligible. A day after issuing guidelines that restricted trick-or-treating and other Halloween traditions because of the coronavirus pandemic, Los Angeles County health officials walked back some of the rules on Wednesday. The County Department of Health initially said that trick-or-treating, haunted houses, and parades would be banned because those activities make it difficult to maintain social distancing. The updated guidelines stop short of prohibiting kids from going door-to-door to collect candy. Officials encourage online parties, meals at outdoor restaurants, Halloween-themed art installations at outdoor museums, and decorating homes and yards. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.